Hello there. My name is Christian, and I'm coming from FIU, Florida International University. And we conducted a survey on resident perceptions of hurricane threat and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single family home, a town home, an apartment, a condominium, or a mobile home?
Apartment.
Oh, an apartment. Okay. Thank you for answering. How you doing today, sir?
Not bad. Thank you.
Okay. And let's do this in English. You said apartment, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you own or rent your home? Which is probably rent, huh?
Own.
Oh, do you own it? Okay. All right.
Yes.
And please tell me, what is in what year was your home built?
1984, I think.
1984.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property? Like roofing, impact windows, drainage upgrades, structural upgrades?
Only no inside,
yes, but outside, no. I'm sorry? What was that?
Windows, no, but only inside the tile I changed.
Okay, so...
I changed the tile.
And the, what about the roofing?
Roofing, yes.
Yes, okay. Thank you. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Seven.
How many?
Seven, eight.
Eight years. Okay. Eight years. Okay. And have you or any adult in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm? Yes or no?
No.
A Category 1 hurricane?
No.
A Category 2 hurricane?
No. A
Category 3? Or
no.
You said no hurricane for you?
No hurricane.
Okay. All right. Thank you. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Yes, it's possible, yes.
You somewhat or extremely?
Excuse me?
Is it a somewhat vulnerable or an extremely vulnerable? How do you feel?
Extremely.
Oh, extremely. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Would you put up hurricane shutters at your home?
Yes, I have shutters. Yes,
okay.
I have.
Would you buy supplies and equipment?
Actually, I don't know what can I do.
Okay. When would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? Within 48 hours, within 36 hours, or within 24 hours?
Forty-eight hours,
okay. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not at all certain?
No, very certain.
Very certain, okay.
Yeah.
And please select your top three sources of information. Do you get your news from the radio, sir? Some news?
Excuse me, I don't disconnect your voice. Do you hear me?
Do you
hear me?
No, I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I don't know.
I'm sorry?
I don't hear you. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me now?
No, no.
Hello? Do you listen to your to the TV?
Hello?
Do you hear news from the TV, sir?
No.
The newspaper?
No.
Okay, the internet?
Internet.
Social media? Friends and family?
Yes.
Okay, friends and family. Okay. Disconnect. Okay, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness? Are you very prepared or not so prepared?
Not prepared.
Okay. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm? The cost of housing, does that has that factor impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane? Because you're still paying, or would it be property taxes or loss of income, cost of insurance, transportation costs, cost of food? Which one?
Yes, only food and canned food. I prepare for that, and I have not insurance.
Okay.
And
is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay. And when would you evacuate? You said, I think you said 24 hours or 48 hours. 48 hours, okay. And if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? Where would you think you'd go? To a local shelter? To friends or family?
No, if it is possible, I move to another state.
Move to another state, okay? Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, sir, for your answer. Thank you for your patience on the line. Next, how many vehicles are available in the household? How many cars do you have that are drivable? 1, 2, 3. 3. Okay, 3.
Okay.
And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
Excuse me, I don't hear you.
What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy? Do you know?
No, I don't.
Okay, thank you, sir. And how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Could you come up with $2,000 easily or not so easily?
Not easy, no.
Huh?
No, not easy.
No, okay, not easy, okay. And has your home insurance rate changed in the last...
No, I have not insurance for myself. But you know, the management of the company had bought insurance for the building.
Okay. And yes. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider if your mortgage was paid off? Yes or no?
No, I have not mortgage on it.
Okay, okay. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help you reimburse your cost? The federal government, the state government, or the local government?
I think the state.
The state? Okay, thank you, sir. And on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have in the local building codes are being enforced? That the local building codes are being enforced? Do you feel confidence in there or no confidence?
No, I just feel confident.
No confidence?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you feel confident or no that local land
confident.
Use... No, this is another one, sir. That local land use planning takes into account hurricane risks. Do you feel confident or no that the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risks? Do you think that when they build something new, they take into account the hurricanes or no?
Yeah, maybe.
Yes? Okay. Yeah. Very high confidence or a reasonable confidence?
Reasonable.
Okay. And the next one, that new, are you confident that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk, it will be the same, right? Okay. That the new developments take into account flood risks? Somewhat confident, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. And that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss. Do you feel confident or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's go. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida?
Excuse me?
Do you believe that sea level rise is happening in the state of Florida where you live? About the sea level rise? Or you don't believe so?
I don't believe so. Hello?
Yes. So do you believe that sea level rise is real or is it fake?
No, I don't think.
So you think it's real?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you believe that you will be affected or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Through income taxes, property taxes, or both?
Both.
Okay, thank you, sir. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you concerned about flooding in your area, or you're not concerned?
I am concerned, but not too much.
Okay. Thank you, sir. When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important to you? The neighborhood, the schools around there, the price, the walkability?
Neighborhood. Neighborhood and price that with my budget.
And price, okay. Neighborhood and
yes.
Price. Okay. And how
and
long...
also neighborhood.
Okay. And how long do you plan to live in your current address? How many years? Or is this where you... how many years, sir?
I have planned to live here until I could.
Okay, until you could. Okay. Thank you. And finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we will be finished, okay? Could you please tell me your age, sir? Are you between 55 and 64, or 65 or older?
65 and older.
Okay, thank you. Let's go ahead here. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Two.
Two, okay. Is there anybody under the age of 12?
No.
No, okay. And both people are 65 and or older?
It's paranormal, yes.
Yeah, but you said that there's two people living there, right? Are both people
65
and older?
65.
Okay, and so older. Both, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your marital status? Are you single, married, widowed, married, okay? And do you live with your partner?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is the highest grade of schooling you completed? Did you have a high school diploma, some college graduate degree?
Master.
Thank you. And are you of Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And what racial group do you identify yourself with, sir?
Excuse me?
What racial group do you identify yourself with? White, Caucasian, African-American, Asian, Native American?
White.
White, okay. Thank you, sir. And what language is off, well, that would be English. Please tell me which of the, please tell me
Farsi.
Which, is, yes, please tell me which is the income range for your household? Under 20 grand, between 20 and 30, between 30 and 50, between 50 and 75, or 75 and plus?
20 and 30.
Okay, thank you, sir. These were all the questions I had for you. Thank you very much for your participation, and have yourself a great night, okay?
You are too. Thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye.